first, I ain't know why. Before my mom died, she told me I better not cry.
She really told me that.
I'm looking like Ma, stop playing. What you talking about? Cause I don't understand what you're saying.
I don't understand,
then
Ma.
She sat me down like, let me explain. I'm only 12, like this is too much for me, man.
It's too much.
You see, I'm the oldest out of her four kids. She said she's 6, she only got 10 months to live.
What?
I start crying right then, that's what she told me. Don't cry, stay strong for Kwan, Pook, and Goldie.
Damn.
I ain't let them see me cry, you know, I'm big brother. But I cry day and night like, Lord, don't take my mother. He did, but I thank God for my grandmother.
Rest in peace, Ma. See why I ain't got no more tears left.
Ain't no tears in my eyes. I'm just
for real.
My mother died, my grandmother took us in her home. She wasn't trying to hear us growing up in no foster home.
She
refused to let the system split up her daughter's children. My aunts and uncles ain't agree with my grandma's decision. They felt she was too old to be put in that position. Like how she gonna give 4 bad little boys to listen?
Hell.
Happy she ain't listen, though. My grandma saved us. She took over custody and decided to raise us.
You,
the love she showed me and my little brothers was priceless. I got tears coming down my face right now while I write
real
this.
Talk.
Never be another you, Grandma, never, ever, ever. You really was the glue that kept the whole family together.
Miss you, Grandma.
Baby,
miss you,
Grandma.
I know you up there watching over us.